Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Cellular phone coverage is something we take for granted, but there's much more to it than you may realize. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is the best day of the year. Do you know why, panelists?
Sure don't. October 18th, I guess it's as good a day as any. But
doesn't mean anything to you.
No, not in
I think I know.
Oh.
Rebecca might know.
I think it's your birthday.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks,
happy
Rebecca.
Birthday to you.
All right. Rebecca Krushnisky, you get a star. I'll get you a gold star after
good
the program.
For
you can put the star on your forehead later
Thank
on
you.
For being
Maybe
so
I
smart.
Should have a
Nathaniel Dunn gets to stay late and write. You know, it's Bill's birthday 50 times on the board.
I don't get on Facebook enough. I didn't catch your birthday yet.
Well, anyways. All right. I'm another year older, and, well, we won't say what number that is. But anyways, I'm glad that my two panelists are here on my birthday to not just celebrate this wonderful day, but to talk about our technology article today and tomorrow, No Rest for the Wireless. And you can find it on pages 30 and 31 in your Advanced magazine. So this is actually a very interesting background information type of article on phone calls. You know, it's something a lot of us don't even really think about, but it will help you understand what's going on when you have that little thing in your hand and you're using it to make phone calls or surf the internet and give you a better understanding of why sometimes it works properly, why it doesn't. So I did briefly mention the panelists, and first off to my right, Rebecca Krushnisky. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be on the show, especially on Bill's birthday.
Yeah. Now, I kind of kidded you earlier before the program, and I asked if you were a cellular telephone technology expert, and you said you weren't, but you do know, you have a pretty good knowledge about it.
Well, I do use my smartphone a lot. I have an iPhone, and I use it for almost everything. It's basically replaced my laptop. It's pretty much replaced my iPad. I mean, I use it pretty exclusively when
That's
I'm on the go.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely not an expert. I don't work for a telecom company, but I do know some things about smartphones and phones in general.
Well, I was reading this and thinking about you being here. I don't know if a lot of our listeners realize this, but unofficially, Rebecca is the curator of our Facebook page. And so she spends a lot of time monitoring that and a lot of times determining what the content will be and also at the same time determining what needs to be taken off of there too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Rebecca is very familiar with a lot of the capabilities of phones and what's the pros and cons.
Yeah, what's actually quite interesting is so much of our social media now is actually done around phones.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my phone last year. So basically, I was without a smartphone for 6 weeks. And in those 6 weeks, I found that my normal activity when I'm on the go, like on the subway or just waiting in a restaurant for people to show up and things like that, I found that it was really hard to live the life I was used to, which is so much based around phones these days.
Did you ever get the phone back?
No. I lost in a far-off country, so I ended up having to buy a new phone.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. All right. Yeah. Nathaniel Dunn. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello, Bill. I have to make a confession. I have, as of yet, abstained from ever having a smartphone. As I showed you just earlier, I have a very classic-looking Nokia in my pocket.
Yeah, that's one of the flip-open phones.
It is. It's a,
that's beautiful,
it's a flip phone. It is.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing. yes, I have just not gone into the smartphone world so far.
Why?
I've not been drawn into it. I don't. Yeah. I think I do see advantages of having one, but for the time being, I'm not going to invest in one.
So. Okay. Well, never fear, Nathaniel, because the article, while we do talk about smartphones a good bit, this has to deal with cellular and those types of services, regardless of the equipment, whether you're using an old-fashioned phone, a Nokia, or if you're using a smartphone, you know, the latest gadget. So it all still ties together as far as – because you're still going to make phone calls on there.
I do still make phone calls. I have reached that step.
Do you text? You know, there's a texting thing on there. You can actually send messages.
I actually even text. there's no possibility for Facebook or anything like that on this.
It's an alarm clock. It has an alarm clock, I think.
Yes, and even a stopwatch.
Wow.
I use that occasionally.
It's an amazing piece of technology.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will cease giving Nathaniel a hard time about all of this. And let's move into our article. Listeners, will break up today's reading into three sections. The first one will be that left column on page 30.
No rest for the wireless. Wireless and cable companies must continue to upgrade their networks if they hope to survive. Think of your car as a smartphone on four wheels, or your smartphone as a wallet, or your home as a connected network center where thermostats, video cameras, lights, and televisions all talk to each other. That talking would more likely be stammering if the internet or wireless network weren't working properly. Like maintaining a water pipe or widening a road, wireless and cable companies must spend billions of dollars to expand their networks for gobs of information to travel through them without a hitch. Companies such as AT&T Mobility, Verizon Wireless, Comcast, and Cox Communications say they must constantly invest in their wireless, internet, and cable networks to stay ahead of new, rich technology that takes up more space.
This is actually kind of a funny title, isn't it, Nathaniel?
Yeah, I really liked this title. When I first got this article, I was very interested from the beginning. We have an expression that is no rest for the weary. Mm. People that are tired, they never get a break. They always have to keep going. This is no rest for the wireless. Pretty clever.
Well, and kind of like what Rebecca was saying in the beginning, it becomes a constant. It has, for many people, it has become a constant in people's lives that, you know, that phone is there on their in their hand, and they are constantly on this thing, so there is no resting from it. It just seems like a default action.
Well, yeah, basically, like, a lot of people will feel very lost if suddenly they can't find their phone, or if they actually lost their phone, like me.
Mm.
I have to admit, when I first lost my phone for the first day, I almost panicked.
Yeah, that was the word I was thinking, panic.
It's panic.
Ah!
Yeah, like, you're like, well, how can I live without it? You know, your whole life is on it.
How can I live without you? You were singing to your iPhone?
No, I was more tearing up. But
no, it's
like
right,
the
because
title,
you have so much information.
Yeah, like the title says, there is no rest for the wireless. In our smartphone hooked up world, you're constantly on it. From the minute you wake up, your smartphone is probably your clock. You probably don't even need a clock anymore.
Yeah.
From the minute you wake up, on your transportation route to work, you're probably looking at your smartphone, checking for messages, checking your social media apps, checking emails, replying to emails. By the time you get to work, throughout the day, you might get messages from your friends, or you might be checking in between, like when you're running off to lunch and things like that. So
no,
your entire day is built around
the wireless.
Your smartphone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. What does our deck say, Nathaniel?
Says wireless and cable companies must continue to upgrade their networks if they hope to survive. So this article is not only, I guess, applicable to smartphone users, but to the providers of the service.
Right. And actually, that's what we're going to be focusing on. We've been talking about the phones a lot, but let's get behind the scenes, talk about these networks and how does all of this stuff work? How does it communicate? So how do we start our reading, Nathaniel?
Well, the first couple sentences here are, think of your car as a smartphone on four wheels or your smartphone as a wallet. Yeah, trying to kind of put an image in our head about how these things work, I guess.
Yeah, and also not just, you know, move it beyond, well, this is just a gadget that I can use to talk or send messages, but that it does many, many things. And as far as, you know, this thing is a wallet, I would think of what I thought of as, well, I can use the smartphone to pay for things. So it's not just the phone. Okay, let's put it, let's take the functions that it does. That's what these sentences are saying. Mm-hmm. And let's turn it into, well, what also does it do? And it can be my wallet. It's got my credit cards, or, you know, I can actually use it as cash. So
it has all your ID as well. Like basically your personal information. Just like you would probably bring around in your wallet. You probably have your ID card and health card and things like that as well.
And we continue with some more examples of what we might think of it as.
Okay, so reading along, or your home as a connected network center where thermostats, video cameras, lights, and televisions all talk to each other. This is actually a very good sentence because this really describes some of the functions of our present-day smartphones. Mm-hmm. All the functions that they list here, whether it's the weather, the temperature, the photography function, taking photos and videos, even a flashlight if needed. You probably have a flashlight app somewhere on your phone. Mm-hmm. And television. We watch a lot of people watch a lot of news and videos, perhaps from YouTube, right on their smartphone. So all these features are definitely features on your smartphone.
Yeah, and you can use that remotely. You don't have to be at home. You can use it to operate the thermostat, set the temperature in your home, or to activate a security system in your home. So obviously, again, it goes far beyond just being a phone. It can actually be a command center for your home. Now, in the next sentence, though, it's kind of interesting. There's kind of like a but.
Right, all these things that are talking to each other in your home, this connected network center, this talking would more likely be stammering if the internet or wireless network weren't working properly. You need a reliable service provider for all these things to function well.
Now, what do we mean by stammering, Rebecca?
Yeah, stammer here is actually quite an interesting word to use. When someone stammers, that means they don't speak very smoothly. Like there might be pauses. Like instead of saying, let me give a sentence. I went to the cinema yesterday to watch a movie. Someone who stammers might go, I went, and then.
Yeah, it's not real clear.
You can't really speak clearly. It's not seamless. And a lot of times stammering is actually caused by speech problems at birth, or some people when they're very afraid or anxious, they also stammer. Like maybe you're asking a pretty girl out, and usually you don't stammer, but when you see her, you might stammer because
you get nervous. Yeah.
You
know? Okay. So what this is saying is that if the network was not working properly, then your phone would not be able to communicate properly. And we have another example here, a couple of examples in the next paragraph, right, Daniel?
Right. Yeah, we have a lot of analogies here, really, like maintaining a water pipe or widening a road. Wireless and cable companies must spend billions of dollars to expand their networks for gobs of information. To travel through them without a hitch. That's a long sentence there. But, yeah, we start with two examples, making sure that your pipes in your home are all working well, you're maintaining those, or widening a road so that more traffic can flow down it.
Yeah, so it needs to be expanded constantly. This is a constant process. It's not just like where these cable companies and wireless companies set something up one time and that's it. This is a constant job. They have to keep enlarging the capabilities of their networks to carry more information, because we see two things there, gobs of information and without a hitch. So help me out with those two, Rebecca.
Yeah, with gob, you have something that is a large amount of something. Mm-hmm. So gobs of. Nathaniel, can you give us an example of gobs of?
Well, there was gobs of food at the Thanksgiving dinner. We usually have a lot of different dishes at a Thanksgiving dinner, gobs of food.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Now, if I want this stuff to travel without a hitch, what does that mean?
Well, without a hitch means you don't have any problems. Like, for example, if you're riding your bike along a rocky road, you'll have a lot of hitches. You'll have a lot of barriers. Perhaps mm-hmm. you go two steps and then there's a pothole and you can't continue. Yeah. So without a hitch means to be successful without any problems.
Smoothly.
Everything is going smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we see some companies there such as AT&T Mobility, Verizon Wireless, Comcast, and Cox Communications. These are all big companies in America that do maintain these systems. Well, they say they must constantly invest in their wireless internet and cable networks to stay ahead of new rich technology that takes up more space. So the capabilities of the phones and the iPads and the laptops, that's one thing. That's great that they're all capable of doing all of this. There are, that's only one segment. The content is the is another part of it. Okay, the games, the videos, the stuff that you view and use. And then the third part is, okay, what is the network? What is the tool that we use to communicate all of this? And that's what we're talking about. That also has to keep pace with all of this stuff. Let's go into our second reading.
Increased demand for growing technology. They also must make improvements to stay ahead of the growing wave of consumers who are using more than one mobile or wireless device now, or are downloading larger files and streaming more video. For example, Comcast recently announced it was doubling the speeds of two Xfinity internet plans and boosting the speeds of a third one. The faster speeds will support the higher quality of video and data that consumers frequently download over the cable or wireless networks, executives say.
Okay, this section, increased demand for growing technology. So why do they have to do this, do all this investing?
Well, there's just a big demand for having reliable network. And we see in our first sentence, they also must make improvements to stay ahead of the growing wave of consumers. More and more people have these demands.
Okay. Now, at the end of the last section, I had mentioned how one, content is one thing as far as things are becoming bigger, right? Mm-hmm. As far as the applications, the games, the videos, right? These files are becoming bigger and more demanding, yes?
Yes. And here, actually, at the end of the sentence, we were talking about people are downloading larger files and mm-hmm. streaming more video. Now, the problem with these very large files, basically, that means I need a faster speed to go on the internet.
Yeah.
And especially a lot of people watch a lot of video. Like
right.
A lot of times when I'm riding the subway, I see people watching soap operas and mm-hmm. Watching YouTube videos. And
yep.
streaming video, you really do need very fast internet speeds.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the example you gave of the widening the road.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a Mercedes. You have a top-of-the-line Mercedes. You have a very, very good car, but your actual highway has lots of potholes.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how good your car would be like your smartphone. You can't really show off all the features of the car because the highway is not paved properly.
You can't be driving real fast on the road that's got all kind of holes in it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's just not going to do it. You're going to slow down.
Exactly. So let's say the car can go 150 miles an hour. You won't be able to do that on a highway that has lots of potholes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what is becoming the problem with our technology. We have smartphones and other devices that have a lot of features we would like to use.
Right.
But the ecosystem, basically the networks that make it possible that this data travels over, whether it's 3G or Wi-Fi, is not keeping up with all these applications.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. They constantly have to work at keeping up with things. The equipment, the devices are growing faster as far as processing information and as far as these larger files downloading. For instance, I'll give you even a simple example of what I noticed.
Hmm.
When I kept – one, I kept having – getting upgrades like on Facebook. constant upgrades, and which means that is becoming a more trying platform for my phone. It has to have more capability, which means it's going to take longer. It might slow my phone down because it's trying to do more. Or I've noticed, like, there's an upgrade for this software or that software. I've noticed these upgrades are becoming like 45 megabits just for we have an upgrade on this. And I'm like, my goodness, this is like huge, just this one little upgrade on the software.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it really drains not only your phone but also the networks. So, and also, I'm going to back up there to lines 4, 5, and 6. Wave of consumers who are using more than one mobile or wireless device. Have you seen that?
I do see some of that. I do know a lot of people that have a smartphone, and maybe they also carry something else that has wireless capability.
Yeah. A lot of times, for instance, I might be sitting in McDonald's or Starbucks and somebody will be sitting there. They'll have their laptop out and they're on Facebook or they're doing something, and then their phone's right there too. Or actually the phone's plugged into the laptop and they're actually using at least two devices, and sometimes there might be three. Now you multiply that by the people sitting at the table, and pretty soon we've got this IT center going on in Starbucks.
And every device needs access to Wi-Fi or the 3G network, which means instead of one person like hogging up one a certain amount of bandwidth, you have to times it by three.
Right.
Because I have three devices now. And another point that the sentence make is there is a growing wave of consumers. If we look at just the number of people who have these devices, they're greatly increasing as well.
Right.
Nowadays, like most high school and even junior high school kids, a lot of them have smartphones.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Older and younger generations. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as handling all of this, for example, we see in line 9, Comcast recently announced it was doubling the speeds of two Xfinity internet plans. Those are just some of – they have different levels of internet services that they offer to their customers. Then their brand name is Xfinity for these services. And then also doing what?
They're boosting the speeds of a third one. They're going to raise the internet capability, wireless capability of another another one of these services. Yeah.
Now, what's that going to do? What about these faster speeds? What will they do?
Well, these faster speeds will let people download the files faster. So, for example, if I'm on YouTube trying to watch a 45-minute video, just sitting there waiting for it to load and to load and load and to stream it, I can watch it right away. And another trend is people are very impatient these days. We don't like waiting. So basically, speed is a requirement of using these devices. We don't want to wait around for these apps to load or to stream. We want to watch it right away.
Yeah. And we expect the same performance from our wireless devices that we came to expect, for instance, like from a desktop. You sit at work, both of you sit there, and you're using a desktop and it's hooked up to a network here at work. We've come used to expecting, oh, well, I'm using my phone, I should get the exact same performance.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, it's very demanding. All right, let's do this. Let's have our final reading for today.
New and better technology will drive more people to use more wireless products. For example, consumers this year are expected to buy more smartphones than basic feature phones for the first time, according to market research firm International Data Corporation, or IDC. The amount of data that consumers send and receive over wireless networks is on track to grow 66% a year for the next 5 years, according to networking equipment giant Cisco Systems.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Rebecca Krusneski and Nathaniel Dunn. And right before we finished that last section, Rebecca, you had talked about how there's broadening as far as the usage of devices as far as younger generations, and I'd mentioned even older generations. So that's how we start this section too.
Yeah, so in this section is talking about there's a lot more consumers buying the smartphones. So if we go back to our highway analogy from earlier, there's a lot more cars on the highway. So if there's a lot more cars on the highway, it might mean you need to have more highways. You need more roads in order for all these cars to travel at a fast speed. Mm-hmm. So going back to talking about wireless networks, now that a lot more people are on these networks, we need more networks. Right. We basically need more roads.
Bigger highways.
Bigger highways, right. Yes.
Now, for example, in the next sentence.
Right. Consumers this year are expected to buy more smartphones than basic feature phones for the first time. That's kind of surprising to me. I would have thought that trend might have already occurred.
I thought so, too. I thought, well, that already, we've already surpassed that as far as the basic feature phones, like what you have.
Right.
a Nokia phone, but doesn't have the smartphone capabilities. But that's what this sentence is saying. Well, finally, smartphone sales will surpass the basic feature phones. So for the very first time, which is surprising.
Yeah.
That might also mean that Nathaniel might be switching over to a smartphone if he goes according to our statistics. It's very likely.
I think I will before too long. Yeah, I think I will. I'm just waiting it out. Yeah.
Is there any reason you've been waiting it out?
Yes, actually, there's a very good reason, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
It's top secret.
It is.
All right, we'll leave it at that. All right, this information comes from International Data Corporation, or IDC, which is a market research firm. Now, this last sentence here says the amount of data that consumers send and receive over wireless networks is what, Rebecca?
It's on track, which means it's proceeding very smoothly to grow 66% a year for the next 5 years, according to networking equipment giant Cisco.
Yeah. Okay. So this is rapid growth as far as the amount of information, which means unless companies like Comcast, Verizon, Wireless, Cox Communications, and of course here in Asia there are different firms. Unless they can keep maintaining these systems, things will still be slow.
Yes.
So as capable as your phone is, as capable as your tablet is, it still might be held back because of the network that is in place. And everybody's in that situation having to use the network. So okay, listeners, thanks for being here for day one of No Rest for the Wireless. Come on back for day two. We'll see you then.